This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent today.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Oh, and we're back. We are back. And I have a tale to tell about why we weren't here last week.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's a bit of a long tale, so we'll get to it... We'll get to a little later in the show as to why we were not here last week.
We'll get into it later in the show.
We'll get into it later in the show. Welcome back, Jason. New father, Jason Casey.
What's going down?
And Kareem is always here.
I am back.
Sam Platts is under the weather.
Oh.
He called in sick to the podcast. He actually called in sick to his real job, too, so...
Poor guy.
What he gets for going for trick-or-treating in his panties.
Weird things like that happen. Coming up on the show today, President Obama gets some mean tweets. Going to tell you about a selfie accident that happened. But first, let's get into it. The newest member of the podcast family, baby Carol Jane Casey, arrived.
Yeah, she did.
Tell us all about that.
Wow. Well, you know, it's the most amazing thing that's ever happened in my life.
Sure.
And she came along on the 2 weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And people say or talk about this love that happens as soon as you see another human being. But to be the one to experience it like that, it's an amazing feeling, and it's overwhelming. It's a lot of work. It's it's hard. But I feel like I'm on this new adventure, and it seems like it's going to be a lot of work, but also very rewarding.
I'm sure it will be a lot of work. I know you've been coughing, but your eyes are a little bit red. You're up a little later than you normally would be. How's the sleeping situation going?
Well, I can't be lucky enough that my in-laws are amazing people, and to be able to call them parents is awesome. And they came in the day after we got back from the hospital. So Grandma's been doing Grandma duty. Grandpa's been out in the yard, like fixing up the yard and like doing all kinds of work. So I take the late shift. So I watch the kid until about 3.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris can sleep for 5 to 6 hours because we have to feed the baby every three hours.
Right.
Every 3 hours. And when we first got the kid for 2 days, so for 48 hours, we were up every 2 hours. Like, I've already kind of forgotten that part. Because
I like how you said when we first got the kid, like you went to Costco into aisle 3.
Like he bought it from, did you get it off the black market?
Shh. No, so I mean, so what was the question again? I'm sorry. Oh, how's the sleeping cycle? Yeah, obviously. I get about 5 hours of sleep uninterrupted.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all. That's why I'm very lucky. I guess is what I was trying to say with everything. Very lucky, very blessed individual. So I know that her mom leaves next week. I know that that's when it's going to get even crazier.
Sure.
But then we'll have like at least 4 hours. I mean, for the thing is that, I mean, I haven't said anything about my wife, Chris,
mm-hmm.
but
we've noticed.
She
I'm sure she's listening, waiting, timing it out. She's like, he's 4 minutes and 20 seconds in before he mentions my name.
I mean, of course, she's the most amazing part of it all. And everything comes from her. I mean, and she's just an amazing part. When I say we, I'm always talking about her.
Of course.
Or me. She doesn't get like any sleep, you know, like the only time that she really gets uninterrupted sleep is when I take my shift at night,
mm-hmm.
and feed Carol at like midnight and deal with her gas from 10 to 12.
Well, I believe that's what they call karma coming back around on you. People dealing with all your gas.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. So yeah, it's an amazing ride so far. I definitely have some tips that I can give out.
Oh.
You know, in future episodes,
nice.
We can do tips from a new dad.
Oh well, you know, maybe for the holidays.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
Yeah,
that'll be good. Kareem, how was your week? I know you had some big events.
Yes, so I'm on the other end of where Jason is. And my daughter got married on Saturday.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes, I made it through. I did the ceremony. I made it through without crying, although I had to take a couple of deep breaths. It was something about when they start the music.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of hits you.
The Here Comes the Bride music.
The Here Comes the Bride music. You know, it just kind of hits you in your gut, and, you know, had teared up just a little bit then. And then, you know, she's a tomboy.
Okay.
Like, to the highest. And so I've only seen her, like full hair and makeup, like, maybe 5 times in her life. And, you know, to see her with her hair and makeup done and in her wedding dress. I almost tear it up now. You know, but it's like my little girl's grown up. And, you know, after going through, you know, just all the stuff that you will be experiencing. long days out in the soccer field in 100-degree weather, prom, graduation, her being a hard head and stubborn, the first car accident she has, and she calls you from the side of the road, hey, my car caught on fire.
All the things you have to do to keep your daughter off the pole.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Boys and trying to...
That wasn't the pole I was talking about,
no.
But go on.
And trying to let her learn from her mistakes with that and not become the overbearing bleep hole. When that...
Go on.
When that starts to happen. Yeah, bro, you in for a long, exciting trip. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I mean, I guess the best thing is like I spent the last 10 years doing something I thought would have nothing to do with my life, which was improv.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think I'm just going to be kind of perfectly equipped to change up whenever I need to, and make up stories.
And here's the other thing. You think you know how much you love her or can love something? No, that hasn't happened. You won't find that out until she has a kid.
Mm.
And when she has a kid.
16 years from now.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to jake she like that.
Yeah, thanks.
18
thanks.
Years from now.
Whenever she wants to.
That trumps what just happened. Because that's like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, right. That's, yeah.
Well, this is nice. Let's move on to something a little bit more, gritty.
Gritty, yeah.
More gritty. It's called Twitter. Twitter. And Jimmy Kimmel had President Obama on a little over a week ago now to read some mean tweets. It's President Obama Edition 2.
Barack Obama is the Nickelback of presidents. Obama couldn't negotiate getting a Whopper without pickles at Woodstock Dave. Thanks, Dave. I bet Obama likes mustard on his hot dogs because he's gross at Duck Punks.
Thought everybody liked mustard on their hot dogs.
Just found out my daughter shares a birthday with Obama. Puke in caps at Mom of Four Munchkins. Barack Obama dances like how his jeans look. You know, this jeans thing, this is so old. This was years ago. Come on. My mom bought new conditioner, and it sucks. It isn't even conditioning my hair. I blame Obama.
That wasn't a mean tweet.
That wasn't a mean tweet.
Bro, do you even lift? Well, I lifted the ban on Cuban cigars. That's worth something. Barack Obama is the Sharknado of presidents. Loud, stupid, and overhyped. Hashtag Sharknado 4. President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
And then he dropped the phone and walked off. So that's those were not even remotely that mean. Honestly,
I was trying to figure. I was like, okay, well, can they
not read some of them?
Like, it's probably that, like, yeah, 90% of them they could not say on the air.
Those might have been the only ones that they could read on the air.
It's true. It's true.
That's the thing that's so sad about that, is that it is true.
Jimmy, we don't have that much time to bleep the N-word, and I don't think the president will read it.
Yeah.
So that happened. Also in Texas, where Barack Obama, not the most popular, a Texas A&M student was arrested after authorities say she crashed her vehicle into the back of a parked police car.
Oops.
Yeah, oops indeed. According to the police report, the woman told the officer she was sending a Snapchat picture to her boyfriend just before the crash. The officer wrote in the report that he had parked his patrol vehicle on the side of the road with rear emergency lights on while he looked up, while he was responding to a disturbance call. While interviewing people related to that call, an SUV crashed into the back of his patrol car. When he approached the SUV, he saw Miranda K. Rader with her bra unfastened, trying to put her shirt back on. She told the officer she was driving back to her dorm on campus and had been sending a Snapchat picture to her boyfriend while stopped at a red light. She also told the officer she was not injured, but she did have a bottle of wine, an open bottle of wine in the vehicle. She failed parts of the field sobriety test.
Wow.
And was taken to the hospital for a blood draw. Charged with the driving while intoxicated for open container. Ticketed for being a minor in possession of alcohol. She's 19. She's a freshman at Texas A&M. So, ladies, if you're going to be sending topless selfies to your boyfriends on Snapchat, pull over to the side of the road to do it. Don't just do it at the red light.
Yeah, texting is never okay while driving.
That's right.
It's just unfortunately, yeah.
It's bad times.
It's always bad times.
And Snapchatting is the same thing as texting.
Yeah, you don't even need to tell me that.
I mean, go ahead and send topless selfies to your boyfriends. That's fine. But pull over first.
Pull over before you pull them out.
That's right. Yeah, pull over, then pull them out.
Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, there was a huge DDoS attack on the DNS server. Well, what's that in English? Well, that means a lot of websites stopped working, including Twitter, Spotify, Amazon for a little bit, Netflix. Oh, my gosh. It took out a good part of the morning. So if you were stoned and at home wanting to watch something streaming, you were probably SOL because of the DDoS.
My wife was having a baby.
So you couldn't even stream Spotify in the delivery room?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
This is one of those things that remind you, not everything needs to be connected to the internet.
Well, for a while, some things weren't. So yeah, Twitter down. Anyway, there was another round of them in the afternoon, but they were quickly taken care of. So,
but the way they took those sites out was they use home appliances that connect to the internet now, and they had those things connect to send messages to those to Twitter and Facebook and
it had the electronic, like, it outed itself.
Yeah, so all of the, so if your refrigerator, your washing machine, any of that crap that should never be connected to the internet.
Right.
It's connected to the internet.
Well, how will I know every movement of my dishwasher if I'm not connected to it?
That's why you should have a home server that does that for you. Like,
those are the things that they use to bring down.
Well, yeah, Jason's right. There are people who just buy these things and they hook them up and they don't really have any idea how they work.
Yeah. It's on the Wi-Fi.
It's on the Wi-Fi.
It's on the Wi-Fi.
It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's Bluetooth enabled.
I
got that Bluetooth on it.
You stupid consumers.
Yeah, get a dumb machine.
Yeah, get a button for Tide.
or just, stand over the sink and wash them by hand.
Exactly.
That's what you should do. So in San Francisco,
some of y'all need to.
In San Francisco, there's a problem with bicycle theft. It's a problem here in Sacramento too, and probably where you live, because it's pretty easy to do. And even when cyclists use expensive U-locks, they can be quickly cut with angle grinders, which you can get them cordless. It'll do that. But there is a new lock out there fighting back against bike thieves.
Daniel Itzkowski, let me introduce you as Skunk Lock. We all know that gut-wrenching feeling of coming back and your bike's gone. That won't happen with a Skunk Lock. Skunk Lock is a bicycle lock that was designed with a built-in deterrent. It can actually stop a thief from stealing your bike. Lock manufacturers won't tell you the fact that any U-lock can be compromised with the right tools. The truth is, any lock can be cut in a minute or less. And that's why 1.5 million bikes are stolen each year.
I love the security video of someone cutting through a U-lock while people on the sidewalk are just casually walking by.
Yeah.
Let's pressurize a unique chemical compound into the lock that bursts if the lock is compromised. Skunk Lock is manufactured with the highest quality materials we can find. We've extensively tested our prototypes for your safety and convenience. It doesn't look like any other U-lock on the market. And unlike any other U-lock, a thief will get a noxious surprise if they try to steal your bike. When it comes to the challenge of delivering a Skunk Lock to your door, we're ahead of the crowdfunding curve. We have manufacturing in place, and they're ready to build upon receiving our first order. And Skunk Lock comes with easy key replacement. How would it feel if you never had to worry about your bike being stolen again? Join the revolution and grab a Skunk Lock. It could be the last lock you ever buy.
Basically, when they cut into the lock that fights back, it has a pressurized vomit-inducing liquid that sprays all over a would-be thief. I'm guessing it also sprays all over your bike, too.
Yeah.
So it's not really that much fun to ride it anymore. But hey, at least it's something.
Yeah.
At least it's something.
We have moved to the time of like RoboCop, mm-hmm. like where they're advertising the car that has the flamethrower come out of it.
Yep.
Like, I mean, that is there. That's like the first iteration of that. And that is crazy.
And I really like the fact that as soon as they put an order in, they're actually going to be able to manufacture them, because like a lot of other people who've done a crowdfunding thing, I did a crowdfunding thing for a little portable mic called the Instamic 15 months ago. They may ship the first order in the next month and a half.
Oh, wow.
Well, because they don't realize how long, like these guys, like I worked for a startup also,
yeah.
And did the customer service for them for a little bit. And yeah, they made like $400,000 on Kickstarter. But they weren't spending any of it. They're good guys. Like, they knew, like, that they could not spend any of that money because of production. But, like, it kept getting pushed back and pushed back. It's been almost 4 years now. And, like, they're sending out, like, the first, like, 500 that have been finally, like, FCC approved. Like, mm-hmm. all the stuff that has to happen and come with it. But they're going to make some money. I mean, like, they're... Now that they have it, though, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And the one I ordered, they send out updates every so often. The guy's been to China like two or three times
yep.
to set up manufacturing. There's going to be an Apple version. You can get a version that works better with it. I don't know if it works better with Android, but it's got something that doesn't deal with the Apple ID at all.
Mm.
If for some reason you're like, I don't want to deal with an Apple ID, I'm never going to have an Apple device.
Yeah.
But that's all coming. So, anywho, let's do this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, selfies. Jason.
Oh, selfies? They're cool. I'm going to say they're cool because
you took one with your baby.
I take them. I'm turned into that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Kareem,
tool.
Ah, you son of
a... you know, it's a double-edged sword. The selfie.
Yeah.
It really, really is. I think you have to. With great power comes great responsibility.
Mm.
But we could all do a little less of it.
Yeah.
So I'll go tool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Twitter, Kareem.
Cool. Chuck B follows me on Twitter.
Jason.
So tool.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I mean, I would like to say cool. I mean, the Mindy Project follows me on Twitter, so.
Snickers follows me.
You're not right. A fan of the Mindy Project.
I know, but they're a fan of me. So there you go. Twitter, yeah, I just see too much workshopping of terrible comedy that's mostly bad wordplay.
And then just people that are horrible racists use it on the regular.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Donald Trump.
That's so weird.
Who's a combination of the two?
Yeah,
Twitter's... Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, chemical warfare on criminals, Jason.
I'm going to have to say, it's so Tool, man. This is the Toolest thing ever. It's so Tool.
Kareem.
I think that is cool.
It is absolutely the coolest thing.
No.
I would love to just spray awful things in the eyes of people who cut bike locks.
Oh, exactly.
All day long.
They're yeah. not. You're not causing any physical harm to them. It's this way of getting them back without going to jail.
And man. even if you are causing physical harm to them, they're really doing it to themselves. No one told them to cut your bike lock.
Exactly.
You don't have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of stealing my bike.
I know, but it's just like so close to like being even worse, you know? Like, I don't know, man. We'll see how it goes.
I'm waiting for the first criminal to get sprayed. Stagger out into the street, get hit by a car, and have his family, who comes out on TV and says, "He was a good boy. He never did anything wrong. He didn't deserve to die for stealing a bicycle."
Yep.
And I will say, well, clearly he set into motion a series of events that led to his untimely demise, but really, how was he improving us as a society?
Exactly.
And the answer is he was not. So that'll do it for Cooler Tool. If you'd like to improve us as a society, here's what you do. Shop Amazon.com through the Nate Darling Show. That's right. Go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and go to town.
Why haven't you already done it?
Get yourself something nice. You can get on the auto renewal things that you can get.
Yeah.
Like baby diapers.
Yep, we are set up on a shipment of baby diapers every week.
There you go.
So
it's super easy. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show. So thank you to everybody who's
They deliver on Sunday, bro.
Yeah.
They deliver on Sunday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can get diapers to your house on Sunday.
It's true. Ted Sampson has cat litter delivered from Amazon.
Yeah, our mailman hates us because of that.
Do you get cat litter delivered too?
Ever since I heard Ted did it. 40-pound buddy for $13. What? That is so ridiculous. Like, wow. How do they do that? How can they afford it?
Volume.
Oh my gosh.
Volume. All right. So I promised that I would explain why we did not have new shows this past week. And here's the real reason. So last Tuesday, because we record on Tuesday, I came home from work and Leslie wasn't feeling well. And and I said, "Are you okay?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm feeling a little under the weather." I go, "Do you need me to cancel the show? Because, are you okay?" And she said, "Oh, no, I'm fine." Fast forward a few minutes later, she's throwing up in the bathroom. And I am texting Kareem and Sam saying, "Hey, the show's canceled. Leslie's not feeling well." But that's not where it ends. A little while later, she was starting to have other symptoms. Like, she was having a little pressure in her chest.
Uh-oh.
Her arm wasn't feeling right. So we loaded up the car and went to the emergency room. And I have nothing but nice things to say about the people at Sutter Hospital in Midtown. They were fantastic. I dropped her off at the front door of the ER. Parked the car, went inside. Less than 5 minutes later, she was already in the back. They had her hooked up to an EKG machine within 10 minutes. Did a battery of tests. She's fine, as you guys saw. She's doing okay. We found out eventually what the problem was. We were in the emergency room until a little after 2 a.m. So by the time we got home and got to bed, it was about 3 a.m. It turns out she has not one big thing, but she has a couple of smaller things that are not, you know, "Oh my God, there's a huge problem." There are a couple of things that combined to have all these symptoms. So she's okay, but that's why there was no show last week, because I was like, you know what? She probably, you know, in case she doesn't feel better, I don't want her throwing up and you guys here. And I don't know if it was something contagious and
right.
Yeah.
And all of that, but turns out, yeah, the emergency room.
Oh man. Wow.
And, yeah, EKG, CAT scan, ultrasound, x-rays, blood tests, The whole thing. And everybody at Sutter was really, really great. Well, super cool to deal with. It was as nice as a trip to the emergency room can be at night. Now, there are other people in the emergency room who might not have had as great a thing, because you can walk in with a bone sticking out of your leg and you're not a priority.
Yeah.
Because sick baby, something with your chest pains, and something like the symptoms of stroke, those will put you right up to the front of the line.
Yeah.
And other things might have to wait. But they were getting people through there all night long, doing a really, really nice job. And just, I have nothing but good things to say about them. But that's why there was no show last week. And, you know, we've got plenty of shows back in the hopper. We can roll them back out. So you got a nice, I hadn't prepared a Halloween episode anyway. So you got a Halloween episode, even if it was a couple of years old.
Yeah, there you go.
So there, take that.
Take it.
Take that.
Take it.
Meanwhile, in Canada, someone stole a bunch of hockey sticks from from an equipment store called Monkey Sports.
Okay.
They used some primate climbing techniques to do it, too. The store surveillance cameras captured footage of a man dressed in a hooded sweatshirt, drilling a hole in the ceiling and rappelling down on a rope into the shop's hockey sticks section at around 10 p.m. on a Saturday. He then took his time selecting hockey sticks to steal and pile them at the back door, where an accomplice was on hand to load them into a white getaway van. Now, it took them approximately an hour to make off with the high-end hockey sticks worth an estimated $150,000.
Holy Nikes.
Yeah. Each stick was... The thief in the store chose a variety of expensive hockey stick brands, including Bauer, CCM, Warrior, and True. Each stick was worth around $300.
Wow.
So go ahead and do the math on that. That's still a lot of hockey sticks.
That's why black people don't play hockey.
those are like NHL-level sticks. But yeah, that's a lot. So we'll see if they actually catch the guys that did it.
When you see the guy in the parking lot named David selling hockey sticks that are an NHL professional.
Wait, if you can buy a $300 hockey stick for $150 somewhere, it's probably stolen.
it came from here. I'm just saying, it came from here.
That is the most Canadian of crimes, too.
Yeah.
The theft of hockey sticks. All right, so here's a question we've all wondered. Well, a lot of us have. Is it illegal to give your ex-wife the middle finger in Pennsylvania? And the answer is no.
Yay.
A man who flipped off his ex-wife in front of their kids may have been rude and disrespectful and kind of a crappy example to his kids. But a state appeals court panel has concluded it's not obscene or criminal. So Jason R. Wagman got his case dismissed. Actually, they overturned a disorderly conduct conviction and 90-day probation sentence that was handed down by an Allegheny County judge earlier. You imagine 90 days in jail for flipping off your ex-wife?
That's crazy.
You can kill your ex-wife and get less in some places.
Yes. The judge needs to go to jail for 90 days for...
Yeah, if you think that's something someone needs to be in jail for, then you have a serious issue, judge. I'm sorry, but you just do. You just do. That's all there is to it. Hey, Judge.
Hey!
Yeah, it's time for this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
You know, Small Town News isn't always about hicks, rubes, and simpletons, you know? Sometimes it's about clever folks in small towns doing clever things. This time it's a police officer in Maine who recounted a texting driver encounter with a missed connections post. He shared a message for a woman spotted texting behind the wheel with a Craigslist-style missed connections post. The Bangor Police Department published missed connections, authored by an officer only identified as TC, on its Facebook page. Here's how it reads. Missed connections. You didn't notice the light had turned green. You also did not notice that I had serendipitously been forced to stop directly beside you. I was going the opposite direction. I was the guy in the black and white car. We were 3 feet apart. I was listening to Fleetwood Mac. My door sticker read, Police! You did not notice. The cars in front of you had pulled away from the light, and there you were, alone, vulnerable, head down. Were you sad? Nope, you were texting. The folks behind you were patient, friendly, possibly missing out on the lunch special at Panda Garden, all because you did not look up. I'm sure the message was important. I cannot question your motive for being 25 feet back from a green traffic signal. Stopped, focused, self-absorbed. I don't like the song Tusk, so I was not singing along. Who could sing along with that song? So, since I was unable to move forward from my light, I continued watching you. I felt creepy, but I was stuck there as well. You provided the much-needed entertainment that Stevie Nicks could not bring me. If it had been Supertramp, I would have been singing and might have never noticed you. I looked down at the black siren control in my cruiser. The air horn button beckoned me, inviting me to startle you to get you to move along. I couldn't do it. I wanted our eyes to meet organically, with no loud noise to interrupt our chi. When our eyes met, you were embarrassed. You knew exactly what I was thinking. You read my mind. Yes, it is illegal to text while in traffic, even at a light. You blushed. I smiled. I mouthed the words, "Stop it." You understood. You pulled forward and were able to get through the green light just in time for the two cars behind you to get to the red light. We always hope for voluntary compliance. Texting while in a motor vehicle and on the roadway is illegal, even at a traffic light. I hope you remember our time together. Keep your hands to yourself. Leave other people's things alone and be kind to one another. We will be here. Signed, TC.
Now, that is either the most ingenious, like, police, like way to tell people, like, don't text and drive, or that guy needs to move to another town and become a poet.
Well, I kind of applaud the fact that, you know, let it go.
Yeah.
Not be such a huge deal, yeah, with everything.
But, yeah. No, that was cool.
But at the same time, if I was stuck in the cars behind, I might have been a little irritated.
You would have been upset. I would have honked.
Yeah. There would not have been time for Tusk to finish before I was on the horn.
I would have honked and I would have motioned to the cop, like, what are you doing? Pull this chick over.
Exactly. Like, we got places to
we
go.
We got things to do,
the
bro.
The panda garden is beckoning me.
Yeah, come on, man. I need to gain another 5 pounds.
I guess life is moving at a slower pace in Bangor, Maine.
They don't care.
Nope, don't care at all. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Welcome back, Daddy Jason Casey.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's awesome to be back.
Welcome back.
And new father-in-law, Kareem.
He's a good kid.
That's awesome. Everybody, be safe. We'll be back on Friday with a fresh new episode. Until then, I'll leave you with a band that I saw this past weekend. It's Bad Religion. This is Los Angeles is Burning on the Nate Darling Show.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.